Steve and Jill here.
Happy show 700.
Welcome to the Land Investor Show, show 700.
Ooh.
Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, show number 700, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. I can't believe it's 700.
Today, Jill and I talk about this Land Investor Show, episode number 700. And
what?
Jill and I almost had a little misty moment right before we turned the microphones on. I truly can't believe.
Remember the times that I wanted to quit on show number 48, 148, 62, 91, 312, just kidding.
999. I mean, 698.
Yeah, that's my last show. And today I'm here for this show. I can't wait to say how this all started, how I became
this whole thing
part of it.
My idea, and we'll get to it in a minute.
Yes.
But let's take a question first posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
All right. I haven't seen a question from this person in a while, and that's really nice to see. So hello, Michelle. Michelle asks, after 2 months on eBay.
Two rounds,
on eBay. I finally got my first terms deal. It's a 0.26 acre lot in Cocoa, Florida, 7 miles away from Cocoa Beach. Bought it on a tax deed auction for $3,390. Sold it on terms for $10,000 with 5% interest. Down payment, $1,052.
I love when there are all these numbers. That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
It's real.
Monthly payments of $168.86.
Nice.
For 60 months. If I get title insurance before they pay it off, which costs $2,000, I'll still be at $4,000 profit. The buyer asked this question, quote, can we go by a standard amortization chart? That way, if I pay a chunk over the amount owed, it will be easy to calculate exactly where we are in regard to the payoff amount, as well as the amount of interest owed, end quote. Looking for some feedback on amortization. Thanks.
Here's the answer. So when you take out a mortgage, what he's referring to is a standard amortization schedule, where every payment has a principal and interest in it. And a standard amortization schedule looks like an X. One of the lines of the X is principal, one of the lines is interest. And if you take your arms and make an X, your left arm is the interest and your right arm is your right arm is the interest and your left arm is the principal. So the more payments that you make, like in this case, payment number 50, let's say, has a tremendous amount of principal in it and very little interest. But the first payments that you're making, this is just like a house or a car. Mm-hmm. The first payments you're making are almost all interest. Mm-hmm. It's a sneaky, terrible, awful way that finance companies and banks schedule stuff. You know, that's why new cars, you're always underwater with a new car. If it was straight line amortization where a $500 payment was right from the get go, $250 a month in principal and $250 in interest, the world would be a better place.
I agree.
I have to say this. I have to interject my...
I agree. Instead, it's $100 of...
But the bank sets it up...
Principal $400 of interest.
The bank sets it up so they win.
Yeah.
So what this guy's asking is, can we just do a regular amortization schedule? I think the X version of the amortization schedule instead of the straight line so that when you pay it off... Here's the good news, though, even with the bank situation. If you pay off... If you write a second check that month, if your payment's $500, it's subject to that principal X interest concept I just said. But if you write another check, $500 check, it goes 100% to paying down the principal. So you're really rewarded for making a higher payment than what's in the actual schedule. Is this all awful and complicated?
It is, but you know what I would do in the end, just to answer the question? I'd say heck yeah.
I would say yes too, to answer the question. But this, you know, you need to know this, especially if you're a young person. You need to know that the cards are stacked against you in a regular loan amortization schedule.
Stacked against you as a buyer or a seller?
Stacked against you as a buyer.
Thank you.
Or as a person who buys a car or a house on terms.
Which is funny. The buyer is the one that's asking for it.
Yeah. So I'm not sure the buyer really actually knows.
Right.
We do it just because that's how you do stuff. Right. When we sell on terms, which is not that often.
Right.
And almost always they pay off early or they just skate.
Right.
It's usually one of the two. I don't ever see, we don't too often see a loan actually going out as scheduled.
Can I say something? I'm looking at this numbers real quick here. So here's the deal. So 130, 160. I mean, in the first 12 months, he's going to have all his money back. I kind of don't care how we do it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And then the rest is gravy.
That's true. So actually, Michelle's winning here huge. But I'll tell you, making $4,000 over 5 years on a property that you bought for $4,000 or $3,400 wouldn't pass my test. I'm telling you right now. I'd take that property and sell it for $8,000 and forget it.
That's true.
Looks like it's a good piece of property, too. 7 miles from the beach and stuff.
Uh-huh. I think that's great.
Today's topic, our land investor show, number 700. Joe and I are probably going to try. Well, Joe's going to cry with...
With what?
When does it end?
Pain?
I'm going to cry with pride.
You mean I got to do 701 tomorrow?
Yes, we are, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. I thought this was the end. Oh, my.
Maybe.
You know what?
Most people think that, too.
When you came to me with this idea, dear Jack, in 2015, who knew it would be 2018 and I'm still sitting here next to you?
I know.
I was just supposed to be
hilarious.
A fill-in.
Who knew? We'd still be together.
Exactly. And anybody be laughing ever. No, just kidding. But seriously, I was a fill-in. You want to, will you please explain how this...
started the show. Actually, if you go out on iTunes, you can still... The original show is out there. I think there's 20 or 30 episodes.
Before this show.
Before this one, yeah. And
what are they called? Do you remember?
Something about land.
Okay.
I don't know.
Something about land. There's something about Mary. There's something about land.
But originally, I was scheduled to have guests, and we had a bunch of guests in the early show. Early version of the show, but they were constantly not showing up. So Joe would fit in because I was bent on having, back then, 7 shows a week.
Yeah.
Now it's 5 shows.
That's right.
And so Joe would fit in, and then there'd be a slew of guests that we'd have, and all of our members, people that were listening, would say, bring back Joe. It's way more fun when you guys do it that way. And so I said to myself, man, not scheduling guests is taking that out of my life. I'm not going to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it just became this. It was first the Cash Flow from Land show, then it went to the Jack and Joe show for a while, and it's now back to the Land Investor show, which is where it'll stay.
Thank you. And if we do something
we will be releasing a House Academy show later this year,
mm-hmm.
in addition to this.
Exactly.
Where we'll talk about the house version of things, and we'll leave this show to the land version of things.
Love it. I just remember you coming to me, and my first thing was, what's a podcast? And part of it was funny is I didn't know what a podcast was because I didn't commute. We were working solely from home back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, people get in the car and listen to stuff? I didn't know what this was. And it was fun. We did some video ones where it was kind of like, we record audio and video at the same time, and then you would post them in different places. Didn't we do that with this?
Yeah, and it failed.
Yeah.
Turns out people they want a podcast. They want to listen to it. They don't want to see it.
Okay.
It eats up their memory and their phone and all that.
That's
as big
right
as just that.
Well, then there wasn't as many places to listen to. I think back then, wasn't it? Really iTunes.
It's still really iTunes.
Right, and then... You know, we have Stitcher and, you know, all the
Google.
Other places now, but there weren't as many places to post.
iHeartRadio has been a good... iHeartRadio, we recently got on iHeartRadio, mm-hmm. and that's been really good for
mm-hmm.
us. But the thick of it is this. Anytime you start something like this, there's always unintended consequences. Some of them are good and some of them are bad. And my whole point here is I honestly believe I have learned more from listening to the reactions that people have to this show,
mm-hmm.
than I ever would have learned just sitting here buying and selling land.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I've gotten more out of this, I think, than you know, a lot of the members/listeners.
Right.
So it's a two-way street, and when we started it, I only ever intended it to be this kind of public service announcement that. Because land gets overlooked. If you talk to any seasoned real estate person at all, including my blood relatives. Why are you so... What is it with you and land?
Not funny.
That's what everybody says to me. Can you just get off the land, please?
I know.
Get off that topic. It's a tiny little minuscule to what really goes on in real estate. And right. maybe they're not wrong, but it really works for us.
Yeah.
Are you raising your hand?
No, I'm sorry. No, I agree. I'm trying to think of some of the funny things over the course of this whole period. But
one of the funny things that happens that over the last several years is the varying opinions that we get. Early on, Jill and I used to do several live events. And we get this opinion where people would say, you know, could you guys just stick to talking about real estate deals? Because that's really what I need to know, because I'm a real estate investor. And then immediately this person standing behind him would say, can you guys just lighten up a little bit and have a little more fun and
that's
be a
funny.
Little more entertaining? So they seem to be in two camps, like let's have more fun and let's be more serious. So that's why there's two of us, because I'm more serious.
Mm-hmm.
Jill's here to horse around. Jill's here to bring it back to middle school.
Thank you. That's my part. I'm just thinking of like the times. Remember it was like a year and a half ago? Maybe it was. I don't remember. Remember we were recording. We tried to record on location at some times. That was hilarious. I'm just thinking about all the things that we did, all the things that we tried. You know, it's kind of like Land Academy.
Yep.
We could almost do a podcast academy, but we're not. Please don't.
No,
please
no,
don't.
No, no.
Jack, I'm looking at you. Like, don't go there.
Nope.
But we...
I am not, no stretch, an expert at this.
Videos, we've tried in the studio. Oh my gosh, I wonder how many people are listening right now have been with us through the whole time.
Yeah.
Because we've done in the studio, professional studios, gone to other studios. We tried to do the call-in thing, that never worked because it's hard to time that. So we dropped that one. We still at some point we'll probably bring that. We're not willing to invest the time in that.
It was a Jack and Jill show for a while.
Yeah.
It turns out
different
people want to hear us talk about land deals.
Yeah.
And land investing.
Yeah.
Like we said earlier, we will have a House Academy podcast separately.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems like people are in one camp or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
And I have learned a lot too. You know, I mean these questions that we ask, they you know what I learned? I learned wow, we know a lot. I remember coming into this. Seriously, it was so kind of funny. Like when we started our online community, right? I'm like, okay, we're going to be answering and helping people. We did it because we couldn't possibly one-off answer. We found ourselves by email answering the same question many different times in many different ways. I thought, okay, there's got to be a better way to share this information than one person at a time. So that's where our online community grew from. And even the show, this is our way of sharing this information with more than one person at one time.
Well said. I totally agree. I mean, it is an incredibly efficient way to reach a lot of people and mm-hmm. answer kind of what's on everybody's mind.
Right.
And it's fun.
It is.
I've said this for years. It's a great way for me to avoid doing any real work.
Yes, it is. I totally agree. So how many shows do you think we're going to do? If we're on 700 now, I mean, shoot, we're going to be like, in a year, we'll be at 1,000.
Every day, every week, I have this thought at some point. Should we go to a weekly show where we just record one kind of hour-long show and pack in a ton of advice, or should we continue to go on with the daily scenario, 15 or 20 minutes every day? And you know the answer.
That's why we're still here.
Yeah.
5 days a week.
I really think if I were a listener, I would want to check in with us often like this.
Exactly. I like checking in with you, Jack.
She was waiting to say that.
I know.
She had just waiting on cue.
I know. You know what I think is funny? All of our friends kept saying, even just especially early on, look at us now. What the heck do you guys have to talk about 5 days a week on a show? And we never run out of stuff. And there's always new stuff.
Our listeners might disagree, but...
Oh, well, that's true. But you know what I mean? There's always... What's great is things change, you know? Like, online recording. I mean, there's going to be more exciting and newer ways to do what we do.
Yeah.
Marketing things change. The best ways to... post property are going to change. You know, like we talked about going into the houses, that's going to change some for us. I know there's a lot of people that are here listening to the show right now that are dying to do the house version
Academy,
of this because they really want to learn that. And then there's also a percentage that really wants to do the mobile version of this. So we talk about them off and on because it, as it pertains to our land business, but we're going to be able to really focus solely on really that what's unique and different about doing it for houses and doing it for mobiles.
You know, everything, when you have a business, I don't care what kind of business it is, it always changes and you have to keep up with the change. You can't just kind of hang your hat on one concept and just ride it until it's done. I incorrectly thought this a long time ago as a young person. And that's what this show is. We change the show as our company changes, as we get into different things and we find new ways to make money. Mm-hmm. And some of it works and some of it doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, the truth is, the JackJill.com, as a radio mass production scenario or what we were trying to go with there, it turns out Jill and I would rather be real estate investors than talk show hosts.
Yeah.
And so we had a couple of really, really great opportunities that would have required the vast majority of our time.
Right.
And we turned them down in the end.
Exactly.
Because we're just Steve and Jill.
I know.
People who buy real estate, regular people who buy real estate. And because we've been doing it so long, we do it pretty well.
Exactly.
That's really what the show is all about. And that's why I think we have so many listeners. We have a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
The first time we did this show, I looked it up. We had 8 listeners. I mean, I have a screenshot.
That's true. I can remember you going, oh, look, we hit 100.
We have millions and millions of downloads now.
Yeah, that's very true. That's good. Yeah, you're right. We are still here every day trying new things, helping people, saving people. You know, we've talked about everything from land to staffing to, you know, whatever. I'm sure people who've been listening to this over the years have heard of employees come, employees go. And that didn't work out.
We will be here.
So, but yeah, what's the constant? Us. Where we've been sitting has changed. What we're doing
dramatically
has
changed.
Yeah. A lot of those
All
things
of our
have
equipment's
changed.
That's
true.
Well, you've done it again. Spent another, I don't know, 15 or 17 minutes with us here. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode of the Land Investor Show.
Are you going to make me do a show 701? Oh, boy.
I am.
Okay. And we're going to answer.
I'm going to make you do anything.
I know.
But the show's better with you here, Joe.
Thank you. I will agree. And we're going to answer your questions posted on our free online community. Go find it at landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. That whole show was like one big long after talk.
It really was. Really? Are we really?
Most of the time we talk about real estate and land.
Do you know what's funny?
We needed a little break.
I get so into the zone of this show. We're just doing shows. I looked up and went, whoa, 700's coming up
too,
today.
Joe.
I'm like, I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah.
And I remember when was it 500? I think it was show 500. It was really nice. One of our staff members sent us an awesome champagne gift basket on mm-hmm. show 500. And I remember going, oh, that was so nice. And I'm like, that went by fast.
Right.
Wow. Here
we
are.
A lot of content.
I know. What the heck do we have to talk about? So much. It's hilarious. Anyway, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.